Francis Mwangi, poet and a storyteller. This is not just a poem, but a love letter. Listen to the orator sending this love letter. Judith, we walked together in the middle of the forest. Recall, it was too dark then in the night. But in that fierce darkness, you switched off the light. You threw your pity into a pit, but you are still a rose flower in my sight. You are still a dream in every night. You are still the rhythm in every beat. I would desire to hug you again in the moonlight. Who will occupy your place in my heart? Judith, my first love. I remember we last met in September, the year I can't remember. Judith, I don't sing, but I write a love letter. Sit anywhere, from somewhere, and read this newsletter with words not so gaily. It's the sad tune the teller in a late daily. Her scent was like leaves of oregano. Her snow-white dimpled chin shined like a volcano. She was my first love, that fire that lighted my stove. Judith, years have gone by. I was the bird you taught how to fly. I sit down and I cry. Now, I can't breathe while I now sigh. I can't hug her again. Where she went, I can't explain. Neither touch nor a snug again, even in cold weather. Judith, life was a lead heavy luggage you used to make a feather. Oh, the warmth of your embrace. Oh, that caring attitude. Oh, I miss the nobility of a noble mistress. Judith, down in my heart I still have your desire. How you look now, I'm unaware. Losing you was a dreadful fate, very hard to declare. Judith, my heart is near to break with despair. I swear by all saints, with grief my heart faints. She is engaged with someone else, that's what I hear. I'm here, I want to die. She is no longer here. Her voice I can't hear. And telling her what I feel is what I fear. I wish I could hold her bosom near. I call, she no longer want to hear, my dear. I no longer see her, but my love is mad. I remember her love and I become sad. I pronounce her name and I become glad. Oh, I hope she is here. I know she is there. I hope she could care. She is still fair. She is beautiful, my first love. Francis Mwangi, poet and a storyteller. Today.